Hey, it's your girl Angela from Winning Today with Angela with a new podcast. Be bold, be you, most of all, be kind. Start tasting your words before you serve them to someone else. As we educate, as we inform, as we have a little fun during this time. Stay tuned, tell a friend, and hey, let's get it.
Even if we don't see it now, take a chance and try it out. If something's holding you back, then leave it in life. Be bold and be you. Just be bold to be you.
Hey, it's your girl Angela right here at Be Bold. Be you, and yes, you know I love to be in the room with you strong people. You are so mighty and doing great exploits, and I am super excited for you, and I'm so glad that you decided to join me right here on Elevation Radio Network, where all we do is elevate. But today, I want to talk about the eagle. I love eagles. I love watching them in flight. I love the different aspects of the eagle and the things and the different attributes that the eagle represents, right? But today we're going to talk about the eagle and how, you know, the renewal of our strength, or renewal of the strength. In Isaiah 40 and 31, it says that, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You know what? This verse paints the imagery of the eagle soaring and symbolize the renewal of the strength that comes from waiting on the Lord. As the eagle soars in the sky, just picture it in your mind. You know, the strength that it takes, hey, to mount up those wings, and I'm pretty sure those wings may be heavy, right? But the strength that it takes for that eagle to mount up, hey, and you can run and not be weary, you can walk and not faint, as long as you wait upon the Lord. Hey, renewal of the strength like the eagle. Hey, also swift and powerful. In Habakkuk 1 and 8, the prophet described the Babylonian army as swift and powerful, like eagles. What does this highlight? It highlights the speed and the strength of the eagle in the Bible, in the scripture. Go back and read it. Habakkuk 1 and 8, swift and powerful. Also, you can have keen observation. The eagle, when it puts its sight on something and is high up above and it can see down exactly what it is. It's so amazing the way that God created his creation. He can see exactly what it is that he's going after, right? So that's the way we have to be. Be aware of our surroundings so that we can make decisions and navigate the challenges more effectively. And I'm pretty sure the eagle has to do that on a daily basis, right? It has to learn how to adapt. And we have to be like those eagles, adaptability. Eagles are known for their adaptability to adapt to various environments and situations. Hey, and in our daily lives, being adaptable can help us respond to unexpected challenges and overcome obstacles with resilience and much creativity, right? So I want you to be like that. I want you to be like that eagle. I want you to soar. I want you to be swift. I want you to be adaptable, hey, in all of the things that you're setting out to do, because all of the time it's not going to go exactly in the way that we plan for it to go. Hello? It's not going to go exactly the way we plan for it to go. But if you learn to adapt and make better decisions and navigate through the challenges, you can have a more effective outcome, right? You can be your environments and your situations can be more, in line and in planted on the firm foundation because you learn to adapt through all of the challenges, through all of the things, the mishaps you've just learned. And that can create your resilience. That can create, yes, your creativity, exactly. And you can have a more effective outcome. Also, I want you to know that it takes focus and determination. Focus and determination. Eagles exhibit intense focus and determination when they are hunting their prey, honey. Similarly, maintaining focus on our goals and staying determined in the face of our challenges and our mishaps can lead to a greater success, hey, and a greater personal growth for each and every one of us. We just have to make up in our minds to stay focused, to stay determined that no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, I'm not moving. I'm staying right here. I'm going to be like the eagle. I'm going to have my focus. I'm going to have my my keen observation, and I see it. I see you coming. I see you maneuvering. I see all of the tricks that you may try to do and try to bring. Hey, it's not going to work because I have learned to adapt and I have a keen observation. And guess what? I'm focused and I am determined. This will lead you to a platform of strategic thinking. And this is where I've been. Just being strategic in my thinking process. Where do I need to dot the I? Where do I need to cross the T? What do I need to eliminate? Hey, what do I need to change, right? Eagles are strategic hunters. They use their intelligence to plan and execute successful hunts. That's why they are who they are. Applying strategic thinking in our everyday lives can help us make better decisions, solve our problems more and our challenges more effectively, and achieve our objectives more effectively. All of those things you put on the to-do list, when you strategically think the process through and line it all out, what's more important, what's least important, and line it out and make it all come together, you will have a more effective outcome, and it will work for you more efficiently, right? And this will help you build your courage, build your confidence, because eagles are known for their boldness and they're confident in their flight. They, when they're in flight, just watch one. Embracing the courage and the confidence it takes them in their actions when they're going for their prey. Hey, it takes boldness. And yes, it takes great confidence for them to focus and conquer their fear in the face of their fears. Hey, they take calculated risk when they're going after some of their prey, and it's some of it's dangerous. Hey, go on YouTube and watch the eagle. Watch what he does and how he maneuvers and what he does. Even the male eagle, the female eagle, and they shed their wings and they lose their feathers. You know, they learn to seize the opportunities for their growth. And then it's not just about them, it's about their babies. They have those that they're connected with. It all comes together for the personal growth, even as an eagle. And we have to be the same way in our lives, right? We have to be the same way. And it also offers, protection. In Exodus 19:4, God tells the Israelites, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you an eagle's wings and brought you to myself." Hey, this right here symbolizes God's protection and care for us, his people. Liken it to the eagle caring for its young. God cares for you. He cares for us. His protection. The wings. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty. I will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress. My God, in him do I trust." God is right there with us, right? Eagles are known for building their nest in high and secure places. In Obadiah 1:4, it mentions how Edom's pride would bring them down from the heights like the eagles, right? This reflects an idea of being brought low from a position of security and strength. God's hand is upon you. God's protection is upon you. He surrounds your shield. He guards you. He guards us. God is our source. He is our protection. He is our mighty warrior. He is everything that we need and more. And how do we know that? Because he loves us on a daily basis. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. God loves us. He loves us so that he gives us sharp vision. You know, just like the eagle is known for its keen eyesight. God gives us sharp vision. If we look at the book of Job 39:27-29, it describes the eagle's ability to see its prey from afar off, symbolizing clarity of vision and foresight. What is your vision? What is it that you're setting out to do? Pray, God, give me the eyesight. Give me keen eyesight. Let me have strategic thinking, Lord. Give me the courage and the confidence to conquer all. Give me the focus and the determination, and hey, let me be adaptable. Give me the adaptability that when you change or you shift, let me shift, oh God. When you shift, when the Holy Spirit tells me to go right, let me go right and not just do my own thing and go left and run into that brick wall, but allow me to be obedient. Allow me to be adaptable. And, you know, with my environments and situations in my life, let me respond to the unexpected changes and the obstacles, and let me, hey, be resilient in everything that I do. And also let there be a greater sense of creativity in the process. God's symbol of protection for us. In Psalm 91:4, it says, he will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. And I want you to know that it is as the eagle emerging, the eagle, you know, have this imagination or this image of the eagle. And as God illustrates his protective care over us, his people, he's protecting us as the eagle protects its prey. God is protecting us. We belong to him, and he's going to give us everything that we need and more. Hey, the wings of an eagle. And I love you, and I appreciate you so much for joining me right here on Be Bold with Angela Nguyen as we talk about the eagles. There is more, you all. There is so much more. And I tell you, God has so much more for you. His protection, he's giving you a great vision. And I want you to tap into it because he is right there. He's swift, he's powerful. And just as he is, he's given us the renewed strength. And that strength is going to carry us on from day to day, moment to moment. Stay right there in the face of God. God, give us the strength, Lord. Give us the ability to do everything that you set out for us to do, Lord God, that you've commissioned us to do, Lord God, for your kingdom, Father, for we are kingdom citizens. And Father God, we want to walk as, Father God, in our birthrights, oh Lord God. We want to walk, God, as you have ordained for us to walk. Father, and I thank you that we are strong. And we shall do mighty exploits for your kingdom, God. And those that don't know you, Father, that you, Lord God, that they will come to know you, Lord God, in the pardon of their sins. Father, they will ask, what must I do to be saved? I want to confess. If you don't know him, confess him as your Lord and Savior. Father, I believe, Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross of Calvary for my sins. I was a sinner, wretched and undone, and you came just for me. And I confess you as my Lord. I confess you as my Savior. I confess you as my Father. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. If you have done that, go find you a church home, where you can be fed, where you can get the word, where you can, hey, eat the meat of the word. If you don't know anywhere, hey, reach out to me and let me see. Let me make some connections for you, because I want to see you soar as the eagle. I want to see you, hey, have that focus and that determination. I want you to have that keen observation. I want you to be strategic in your thinking. Hey, courage and confidence. I want you to have confidence in all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God is my great rewarder, and he is your great reward. Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. I thank you for my listening audience tonight, Father. And Father God, be up on him, Lord God. Share your light, Father God. I plead your blood, Lord. I apply your blood, Lord God, upon each and every one, Lord God, ears that's listening, Lord God, that they may hear you through the scriptures, Father. And God, I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise. Thank you for tuning in right here on Be Bold, right here with Angela Wynn on Elevation Radio Network, where all we do is elevate. See you right here, same place, same time next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Bold with Angela Wynn on Elevation Radio Network. We hope today's episode has inspired you to embrace your boldness and continue on your journey of success. Remember, you have the power to overcome any obstacle and achieve great greatness. Until next week, keep winning and stay bold, and never stop reaching for the stars.